This chazar is the initial bracha chesel shagav and Yehuda m'sechel zavachim daf lamed beis perek kol ha'psulin perek shlishi. Zok the healing mishum psiyata d'shmaya. If a prosel person shechted a carbon is kosher, because shkita of a carbon is kosher to be done even by a zar, by women, by slaves, by people who are tamei, even kachikachim, as long as they're careful that the tamei people don't touch the meat, is mutter. Therefore, if any of these people shecht with a pigal intention, it makes the carbon possible. If any of these people did kabbalah with an intent for beyond its time or place, if there's still lifeblood coming from the animal, a kosher kohen should go and do a kabbalah. The Mishnah continues, if a kosher kohen did the kabbalah and then gave blood to a posel, he should then give it back to the kosher kohen, who can then continue with the avodah. If he did the kabbalah with the kabbalah with his right hand and then he transferred it to his left hand, he should give it back to his right hand. If he did the kabbalah in kli sharas and transferred it to a regular keli, he should put it back into the kli sharas. If the blood spilled from the kli sharas onto the floor and he gathered it back up into the keli, the kli sharas, it's kosher. Mishnah then ends off, if a posel kohen applies the blood onto the ramp in his berach instead of his berach itself, or onto the part of his berach that's not opposite the base, the aside, or if he applied the blood that should be above the chutah sirkah below it, or vice versa, or he applied blood that should have been applied in the inside of his mizbeach on the outside of his mizbeach, or vice versa. In all these cases, it's possible, but if there's still lifeblood coming from the neck of the animal, a kosher kohen should do a kabbalah on that blood and can then complete the other avodas with it. Frech the Gemara. The Mishnah says if a possible person shechted, it suggests that it could be done only b'diyeh, not l'chatchila. However, Brisa says it's even l'chatchila. Furthermore, our Mishnah would agree that a posel can shecht chatchila. However, the tummy person is only allowed to shecht b'diavad as a gzera, he may come to touch the meat. Since this person is included in the list, the Mishnah writes verbiage that suggests only b'diavad. For the Ektmar, Bryce learns a hekesh from smicha to shchita, which teaches that just like smicha must be done by a Torah person, shchita must also be done by a Torah person. We see that shchita by a tummy person is possible even b'diavad. And furthermore, the Bryce is giving the ruling to Rabbonim, but the Raisa, it's kosher b'diavad. For the Ektmar, smicha has to be done by a Torah person because the pasuk says of Nei Hashem, but shchita pasuk also says of Nei Hashem, and therefore, even the raisa of the tamei person should be posel because the tamei person can't be in the azara lifnei Hashem, which is where the carbon has to be shechted. And for the gemara, he can stand outside the azara and use a very long knife and shecht the animal, which is inside the azara. Fact the gemara, so we should say the same thing for smicha. It's possible to have the person be tamei, stand outside, and only stick his hands into the azara. So why does the braisa say that it's aser? And for the gemara, the braisa holds that partial entry into the azara is considered to be full entry, and therefore it's aser. Mar says that Rav Chisa had a version of the Braisa that learns smicha from shchita. Just like shchita has to be done by a Torah person, the same is true for smicha. The Gemara asks, the same way we learned that a tummy person may not do shchita based on the pasuk of Nei Hashem, we should also learn that a tummy person can't do smicha because the pasuk also says of Nei Hashem, so why do we need to learn it from shchita? And for the Gemara, smicha can be done from outside by having him only stick his hands into the azar. In fact, shchita could also be done from outside with using a long knife. Mar says the Braisa follows the view of Shimon HaTaimani, who dashes the pasuk to teach that the Sheikhin himself must also be in the azar. Said a tummy person who puts only his hands into the azar would get malchus. This is based on the pasuk that discusses the isra of a tummy person to touch a kodesh and to enter the mikdash. This creates a hekesh from touching to entering, just like a partial touching is treated as a full touching. So to a partial entering, it's treated as a full entering. Fech the Gemara, Rabbi Yishai asked Ula, Braisa says if the eighth day of the Tahara process of Mitzorah, on which he has to stick his thumbs into the azar to have blood applied to them, if that falls on an Erev Pesach, meaning he has to become Torah and complete the process so they can eat the carbon Pesach that night, and he then becomes about carry on that day, and he goes to the mikvah, and now he's only a tful yom. The Chum say, although any other tful yom of a bal carry may not enter the Har HaBayis, this person may, because it's better that he bring the Pesach, which is an assay that carries karis, and be over the assay that doesn't carry karis, meaning getting rid of a bal carry from the Har HaBayis. Rav Yechanan actually says getting rid of a bal carry is not even an assay, but actually a later gzeri that was made. So, the Gemara. Now, if partial entry is considered a full entry, how can this tful yoim put his thumbs into the azar? Entering the azar for such a person would also be in violation of an assay that carries karas. And the Gemara, Ula said, the case of Metzaira is different. Torah allows the Mitzayir who is not yet fully Torah to stick his thumbs into the Azar. Since it's permitted on account of being a Mitzayir, it's also permitted on account of being a Baal Keri. Rabbi Yosef said, Ula would similarly hold that if most of Klal Yisrael were Zavim and then became Tomei Mace, they would be allowed to bring a carbon Pesach. Since their Tumah is Mutter for the Tomei Mace, it also becomes Mutter for the Tumah Zav as well. Abaye asked, The case are very different. In this case, the Tumas Zov came first, so he would not hold that it's removed with the removal of the Tumas, with Tumas Mace, which came on later. Did you rather mean the case where the majority were Tumas Mace and then also became Zovim? Rabbi Yosef said, yeah, that is the case I was referring to. But by yes, the cases are still not similar. Regarding a Mitzayir, there's a heter for him to stick his thumbs into the Azar, and since it's Mutter, although he is Tomei as a Mitzayir, it's Mutter, although he's Tomei as a Tulyam as well. However, in the case of Tumah for the carbon Pesach, the Tumah is only pushed away, it's not Mutter. Therefore, it may be that it's only pushed away for Tumas Meis, not for Tumas Zov. But Rava said, no, the exact opposite is more logical. Metzoyer is mutter to stick of something to Azor, and it makes sense to say that the heter only extends for the Tumas Metzoyer, not for any other Tumah. But regarding Karban Pesach, since Tumah is pushed away, it would make sense to say that it's pushed away for multiple Tumas as well. Mara says we see that both Abai and Rava hold that Tumah is merely pushed away when the majority of the Tibur becomes Sameh. It does not actually become mutter.